excuse me, Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We're in the eighth special session, day three, August 4th, 2017. The time is 10:10 a.m. Congressman Walker, would you render the morning service?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the rain that we've received in the last 24 hours or so. It was needed. I just ask that you be with us today as we potentially wrap up this session and vote on bills that have been put forth for our consideration, Lord. I just ask that you provide us with the strength and the knowledge to make the right decision that hopefully benefits our people. I just want to take this opportunity to pray for our young children, Lord. Just allow us to make decisions that bless them and arm them with the needs that they, the things that they need to prosper, Lord. And I just want to pray for the elders and those sick and in mourning, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on the Osage Nation and its people, Lord. And I just ask that you please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bucklehead. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whiteman.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Okay.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for August 3rd. Congresswoman Whiteman.
We'll move to approve the minutes or the journal from August 3rd as presented.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congressman Tillman. And the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee met this morning. First bill that we have is ONCA 1784. An act to amend ONCA 16-91 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $2,395 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Archie Mason. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Next bill is ONCA 17-85, an act to amend ONCA 16-87 to provide an appropriation modification to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Archie Mason. Final roll call vote was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting results were two yes, Tillman Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Next bill is ONCA 17-86, an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $94,123 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Archie Mason. A final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Next is bill number ONCA 17-88, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,410,272 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Ron Shaw. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting results were two yes, Tillman and Hamilton, one absent, Edwards.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, the committee report on this 1788 does not reflect a co-sponsor on the actual report. I did sign on as a co-sponsor. The bill reflects that. I'd like the committee report to be corrected, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Next is resolution number ONCR 17-29, a resolution to formally request submission of a Native American Business Development Grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC. Sponsor is Otto Hamilton. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting results were two yes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ONCR 1730.
Second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONCR 1730 has been withdrawn. Next, the reports of standing committees, Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee met yesterday. Consider bill number ONCA 1789, an act to amend section 4.7 and 4.9 of the Osage Nation Election Code, ONCA 1576, to make the filing dates for congressional and judicial candidates consistent with the filing dates for the principal chief and assistant principal chief candidates and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Committee action is no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Maker, Mason. Voting no, Buffalo Head. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1790, an act to amend ONCA 1684 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $71,110 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Buffalo Head. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1731, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. Committee action is no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason.
Thank you. Continue.
Like we to move these?
Yes, please.
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1789, bill number ONCA 1790, and resolution number ONCR 1731 on general order day two on today's agenda. Like to amend that to take ONCR 1731. The sponsor's going to withdraw that, so that's not included in my motion.
So your motion is to move ONCA 1789 and 1790 to general order day two on today's agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do we have a second? Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Congresswoman Buffalohead?
I'd like to withdraw ONCR 1739.
Second.
It is a motion to withdraw.
Yeah, motion to withdraw.
Just for clarity, motion to withdraw is seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCR 1731 has been withdrawn. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have a point of inquiry about that withdrawal as it pertains to the legislation that's still in session. Is now the appropriate time to ask that question, or should I ask it later?
Go ahead. Are you asking the sponsor?
The sponsor, because personally I just don't recall. I think that we covered it yesterday, but if what we have on the table with the election code passes today, then there's no need to do anything in the regulation.
That's what the conclusion we came to yesterday while we were all sitting in that meeting together.
Okay.
That you asked that question, and that was the answer that was provided by
It's just
the
because
election board and everyone sitting there.
Continue.
Well, it's this body's responsibility to pass out legislation and resolutions, and I know these two work together, and I don't think that anybody, I don't know of anybody, maybe Dr. Shaw, knows how those two interlocked, and for sure, because I can't be self-assured that we can pass this one piece bill and not have something confused in the resolution. So that's all I wanted to say is I don't believe that anybody's done that research out. We just kind of came to that conclusion at the table. So that's I needed to get close and get figured out in my mind.
Okay, Congressman Shaw?
I did read both and did not come across anything in rules and regulations that were time sensitive. As mentioned yesterday in the meeting, a lot of the language in the rules and regulations was actually deleted because it was listed in law or in the code. So there's no conflict. The only filing dates and times are actually the proposed changes in the code. They were taken out of the rules and regulations because they were redundant and it's stated in law. It didn't need to be in rules and regulations. So I didn't see any. Then also, we asked the election board chair and supervisor if they were aware of anything in their rules and regulations changes that were time sensitive or related to the filing dates, and they said no.
Thank you for allowing that inquiry. I appreciate it.
Okay. So that's been withdrawn. We've had bills on general order day two now. So we will now general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1789, an act to amend section 4.7 and section 4.9 of the Osage Nation Election Code, ONCA 1576, to make the filing dates for congressional and judicial candidates consistent with the filing dates for the principal chief and assistant principal chief candidates, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Bill ONCA 1790, an act to amend ONCA 1684 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $71,110 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of engrossment.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Second. Discussion? Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are in recess to the call of the chair.